Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, whether those written by me or by one of my many friends in what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today, and we'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now, so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs, or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing, but you need for repair, and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on, then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. This one's anonymous. That means someone said it and no one remembers who that was. But it's a very simple statement. God always answers our prayer. Either he changes the circumstances or he supplies sufficient power to overcome them. Now, that's a powerful thought when we think about it, because so often we feel trapped in our lives. We're not actually trapped. What we are is perhaps trapped in our thinking, like stinking thinking, and don't realize how easily we can get out of our circumstances by relying on a faith greater than ourselves and looking then for solutions instead of dwelling on the problems. Today, we're going to address something that Belinda from Friendswood emailed me, and then Richard from Spring Branch wrote in to ask about explaining golfer's elbow. And, you know, that's such a basic question for so many people, because as you get older, you want to go enjoy yourself chasing that little ball around the greens. And when you find an injury that starts to interrupt that, that's not fun, because this one is the joint, the elbow, that you'll hit every time you turn suddenly, that you walk through a door, that you swing a golf club and hit the big ball before you hit the little ball, and that's a real interruption to your life. So what we're going to talk about today in terms of helping to fix golfer's elbow, and incidentally this applies for tennis elbow as well, is something called reconstructive therapy, or RT for short. Now, this is a technique discovered over 50 years ago to strengthen and repair your weakened joints, cartilage, ligaments, and tendons. A joint, that's where two bones come together. And now, when you have movable joints, there's a capsule that covers the joint, and there's ligaments that hold the bones in proper alignment, rubber bands, and muscles that act to move the bones closer together or farther apart. And those muscles are attached to the joint area by tendons, which are simply rubber bands used by muscles to do their job. Reconstructive therapy, or RT, clearly restores more normal motion and strength to your joints. And that's the secret. That's how we get people better. Because as you move more normally and you're stronger, you stop the wobble that's grinding you down because of injuries, and you actually relieve the pain. Cartilage is the slick surface on the ends of both bones of a joint. We actually call it the slide and glide surface. And medical scientists have demonstrated that the RT process, reconstructive therapy, can regrow injured cartilage, often reducing or eliminating the grinding that you feel in your degenerating joints. Now, ligaments are the flexible rubber bands that hold the bones of a joint in the proper alignment, and when they become stretched or weakened or torn, the bones can wobble and wiggle abnormally, and these excessive movements cause scraping and grinding of the cartilage and irritate the edges of the bones. That causes the spurs and arthritis changes and can cause the muscles to go into spasm in an attempt to splint or limit the range of motion of the joint. In other words, muscles try to take over the job the ligaments aren't doing. But remember, muscles are supposed to move your bones, not hold them still. But medical research shows that RT strengthens the attachments of your ligaments to bone and can make your ligaments, these rubber bands, up to 30% stronger than normal with a repair that's permanent, and more normal joint motion is obvious to most people. So with that introduction, what you need to remember is that the elbow is a very special joint. The elbow is something where it's usually hanging down, so the bones are trying to come apart rather than stick together. And so you have to have rubber bands that hold you firmly enough, but not so firmly that you can't bend and move and twist and turn it. And indeed, that was the kind of problem that Troy Clayton came to see me when he lived here in Houston. He's now in Littleton, Massachusetts. He first came to see me for his tennis elbow problems in May of 1996. So, Troy, welcome to the show this morning.
Thanks, Dr. T.
Hey, really, really pleased that you could come join us because, you know, I remember specifically, you know how some patients stand out? I remember telling you, you got to hang with me because your elbows are going to hurt until they're fixed and then they're suddenly going to stop hurting.
That's right.
That was the very first time, and you stuck with me.
Yes, I did, and I got to say that I'm still not experiencing any problems.
Oh, no. Well, we'll have to get right on that and treat it. You know, that's one of the nice things is when we talk about permanent repair, people are sometimes confused. But we're talking about natural healing. We're not replacing the way the body does it. We're using the way the body does it. And when you fix yourself, you fix yourself permanently.
Yeah. I had gone through pretty much all of the cortisone treatments and exhausted that. I'd been immobile. The total duration of that tennis elbow was, I think it came close to 3.5 years.
Ouch.
And it was, I think I heard you on a radio station, actually, back then.
You might well, because I was being interviewed when our book came out, Do What You Want to Do.
That was it.
That was it. And Dr.
You know, my father is your, one of your patients.
Uh-huh.
And he actually brought me in with a tennis elbow. I wasn't able to shake hands on a daily basis or even hold a cup of coffee for 3 years.
Ouch. You know, people say these kinds of things, but that really does interrupt your life.
Sure it does. I was a sales manager in Houston, and my day revolved around meeting new people and reconfirming relationships, and it all involved shaking hands, opening car doors, drinking coffee, and it was all affected.
Sure, just making them feel comfortable. And when you're uncomfortable, that's harder to do.
Yes.
Now, you talked about getting the cortisone injections. Didn't they help? Everybody knows they help.
Actually.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, right. Right. I learned. I'm not even convinced I got a short-term relief with that. Perhaps maybe a week I had some optimism, but I probably went through a series of 6-8 cortisone shots in the duration where they would allow it to happen over the course of a year, perhaps.
Right. And you remember in Dr. Faber's book, Pain, Pain, Go Away.
Right. Remember it well.
It talked about the potential side effects of repeated cortisone injections.
Yes.
Including the fact that you can weaken the strength and structure of those rubber bands so much that they actually rupture, they break.
Right.
And that kind of stuff can require surgery. Now, this is not the kind of talk that someone who likes lifting weights wants to hear.
Well, ironically, you bring that up. I have I've been battling a midlife crisis. In the last 6 months, actually when I last saw you about, I took up weightlifting on a heavier level.
Uh-oh.
I had been doing it lightly, periodically, and I just wanted to get a little more aggressive with it because I wanted to do some snow skiing and things now that I'm in Massachusetts. And I have had absolutely no repercussion with it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
Troy, I want to come right back to that point. We'll be back to join you. The time now is 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy, with the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling good, you know, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care. We'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny, and we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address. Or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com, because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, Troy, you were talking about getting more aggressive with weightlifting lately, and of course, you know your doctor wasn't consulted on this. But we are talking about repairs when you actually can get stronger than you were before. That's what was part of my introduction this morning. And a lot of times people don't understand. We're really talking regaining not just what you've lost, but even going beyond that.
And that's, yeah, right on ahead. I was telling my wife, I can't remember the last time I've done the stack on weights, not since early 30s. I'm now 42.
I thought you meant the 1930s.
I'm not that good a shape. But thanks.
But, you know, you had a history of a dislocated shoulder. We're even going to talk about your neck pains a little bit, if you don't mind. And
sure.
You had an operation on your lower back. You know, you, like me, have had problems in lots of joint areas. So you know what the suffering is all about.
Oh, yeah.
And so for you to talk about actually doing any kind of a weight program is wonderful.
Well, I know what relief is. I don't get caught up in kidding myself at this point, having had back surgery, tennis elbow for years, and like you mentioned, my neck. I know when something's affecting it.
Exactly. You're tuning into your body.
Right, yeah.
You know, I'd like to share with the listeners for just a moment about tennis elbow and golfer's elbow, because everybody likes to make such a big distinction about it. And you know, the only distinction is whether the rubber bands are torn on one side of the elbow joint or on the other side. That means top or bottom, not inside or outside. But when you hold your arm out, is it on the top portion or the bottom portion? That's tennis elbow or golfer's elbow. And they're basically the same, because you've just lost the support structure around that joint. And the treatment is basically the same. Find the spots that are torn and stretched and strained and repair them. And that's what we did.
Right. That's right. I also remember that even prior to my tennis elbow handicapping my mobility, that it was sensitive to the touch.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at your first treatment visit notes, and you were talking about tenderness, and your grip was so weak.
Yeah. And, well, I wasn't sure what prompted all the tennis elbow, but I can only imagine it was probably the weights, but I began to feel it on a tenderness. And I've been digging deep lately into my the tissue of my forearm.
Uh-huh.
And to see if I've triggered it. And
uh-huh.
I can't even, I don't get any reaction.
Can't even locate it now.
Right, yeah, right.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't
it?
You know, God put the healing instructions inside our body, and we spend the rest of the time taking drugs that block healing functions. Now, they do make us feel better. There's no question about that, you know.
Right.
Anti-pain, anti-inflammation medications. But then we don't get the healing. And a lot of people don't understand that inflammation is the very first step in the health repair, the healing process. And when you take an anti-inflammatory, you're absolutely stopping that. And when we do RT, the reconstructive therapy injections are a little bit of solution, natural solution, to irritate and inflame the area in a very small way. Actually, I probably ought to ask you that. How'd they feel? What were the treatments like?
Irritated.
Yes, irritated.
I wasn't real happy with you for a couple of minutes.
That's right. And I remember you were the guy who came in and said, I want you to treat both elbows the first time. And we said, no. Good idea, but no.
Right.
And let's just see how you do. And you actually did quite well, really quite soon.
Yeah. The results were quick. Well, I can't say that. I think, how long were the treatments?
Oh, goodness. I think we did a total of 9 treatments on your left elbow. By the time you were at treatment number 6, you were saying, hey, I'm about 70% better.
That sounds right.
That sounds right. And, we're always excited when people are improving over a gradual period of time rather than, nothing, and then suddenly better. And you were actually seeing the function. You were not seeing the comfort. This is something I warn people about with elbows. You can still be uncomfortable while that healing is happening, but you see yourself moving better and better and better.
That's a good way to phrase it.
And then it just finally gets better.
Now, that that whole time duration, I think, was just a small fraction of the whole episode of the 3.5 years I think I had the tennis elbow. So,
oh, yeah.
I guess in the whole scheme of things, it was very brief.
In the whole scheme of things, that was about, looks like 6 or 7 months on the treatment program here.
Okay.
So that's pretty nice. And then you wanted your neck done. We've played with your neck and your both elbows. We talked about that. Your neck has been one of those things that also has been rewardingly happy.
Well, I've having come to you, I've become very proud in the stubbornness of my ailments. Tennis elbow, apparently, I'm one of the more tougher ones.
Uh-huh.
And my neck was frankly out of control. I didn't know what to do with it.
That's a good way to say it, isn't it?
I had gone through the back surgery, and it seemed to shift everything. And I had a honeymoon period of about a year duration after my back surgery, and then my neck started adjusting to it, and I couldn't get it back. And driving and sitting at tables for a long time or typing at the computer was a problem.
A real aggravator.
Yeah, it really was. And it's clear to me, well, as you know, but perhaps the viewers don't, that I make trips specifically from Boston to get your neck treatments.
Yeah, it takes a lot of different kinds of people to fill the freeway and the airways,
But you've done well with me.
I'll tell you, we really do enjoy it because when you come down, you do get what you came for, which is, the stimulation of healing, and you only come every few months.
Right.
And update us on the babies.
There you go, and I do have 2 now.
Isn't that wonderful? that's the other nice thing is we see people come in who, got pretty significant ailments. They're irritated and limited in their lives, and they get better and then go on and have these wonderful lives. That's what all about.
Yeah, well, when it comes to back, well, any pain, your mental disposition begins to consume you. And when you just don't want to do anything.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it's just a real cloud. It hangs over your head. And I find that if I see you about every 8 months, I'm in good shape with the neck. Otherwise, I start to feel it a little bit.
And maybe if we didn't lift quite as many weights?
Well, I'm rationalizing that maybe I'm strengthening it.
Oh, I get it.
It's going to work out to my favor.
Actually, it is. And, that's one of the other points is we like people not to be couch potatoes when they come in. And they're so hesitant, well, what can I do to strengthen this? And we want them to get moving around. Because
honestly, I'm fearless, and to the extent that I'm not doing necessarily free weights, but I'm not reluctant or cautious in any of the exercises. I even do yoga now.
Hey, how's that working?
Good. It's the replacement to your Thompson exercises.
Oh, don't do a replacement. Keep doing that Thompson. That's a wonderful exercise.
All right, okay.
All right, I reminded you again. Listen, Troy, you've had really what we consider dramatic improvements, not just with your tennis elbow problems and such, but with your neck and just the general frame of reference in your body. Your shoulders are doing better. Everything is better.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
And we really appreciate your sharing this with the listeners today because, as you know, word of mouth is the best. And if you can't meet them personally, at least you can meet them over the airwaves.
Well, it's what brought me to you. And
that's right.
As you know, I... I'm a real advocate. I remember when these elbows just got fixed. I just hit the road here in Boston, and I was amazed because I was so delighted. I was able to shake everybody's hands. How much I brought it up, and what a reaction I had from people I was telling my story to. And they so many people suffer from tennis elbow. I was really surprised.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Troy Clayton, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You
have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, sir. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this special message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number right now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. You know, the first woman graduate from a dental school in this country was Lucy Hobbs in Cincinnati, Ohio, February 21st, 1866. You've come a long way, and that's fantastic. This is Eating Disorders Awareness Week, just in case those of you who indulged over Valentine's gave it a second thought. It's also Wise Health Consumer Month, and that's what we like to think that our show is helping you to become as a wiser health consumer. If you're born between February 19th and March 20th, your sign is Pisces, so here's your fishy sign. We're happy to be joined next with a wonderful fellow from Spring, Texas, that's Greg Burkhart, who came to see me in May of 2002 with literally a severe fracture of the radial bone, the critical head of the radial bone in his left elbow, resulting from flying off his bicycle without his wings in February of 2002. Greg, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Now, you know, you're one of these folks who really rides a bicycle, right?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
And how far do you ride?
I usually ride about 3 miles when I finally get the chance to jump on.
Uh-huh. And you do that most days?
Most of the time.
And when you came to see me, you you gave me this incredible story about breaking your elbow falling off your bike.
Yeah.
Now, most people think that happens when you're 6 or 7. You were a little bit older.
Yeah, 34. 34. Or 33, I believe.
Okay, and what happened?
Oh, me and my wife decided we were going to go on a vacation, and as we were on this vacation, we decided to scale the mountain. We were in Dunedin, New Zealand.
And, scale the mountain.
Yeah.
That sounds important here.
Absolutely. And I had just got finished telling her how everything's backwards in there in New Zealand, so don't mistake the brakes on left and right. And as we were coming down the hill, I did, and hit the brakes.
You did?
Yep.
And yeah, that was a blonde moment.
Yeah, and took a rough tumble.
Ouch.
Which at first I thought, you know, I think I'm going to be okay. And a few hours later realized that I had done something much more damaging.
Much, much more damaging. And I remember I told you that you were very fortunate because when you went to the emergency room, the physician there was very, very smart, did not put you in a cast right off, did not put you in a brace.
Correct. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he told me that I should wear it in a splint and I should move it as often as I can to keep it from freezing up.
And that was the real concern, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I was a little worried about that.
With your job, when you have to move stuff, push it around, pull it, and beat on it, you can't afford to have an elbow in trouble.
This was a crippling moment for me. I really thought that you know, my career was over and I was going to be having to head down a different road.
That's mid-career, too.
Yeah, working on cars on a daily basis. I'm a body man, do collision repair. It was, you know, I have to have all my elbows and knees and ankles and everything in working order to do my job.
Yeah, and I was quite concerned. When I first examined you, you could only flex just a little bit past the midpoint, and you couldn't extend fully. That elbow was in trouble.
I think I had about 60% use of the arm, and it was just discouraging to hear everyone telling me that if I, no matter what, I wasn't going to gain full strength. I wasn't going to get the full use of the arm again, and it just didn't seem good enough to me.
Right. And you told me your main concern at that time was the pain, because every time you tried to work, you were having throbbing and tightening and so on.
I thought it would go away soon, and it just got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. I didn't worry too much about the pain. I wanted that function back.
That was amazing.
That was really the goal. You'd seen the orthopedic surgeon.
Correct.
And gotten, I thought, a very valid assessment about what your problem was. Your problem was severe.
Right.
And tell us what he thought about doing.
Well, he decided that there was two things he could do. One, he could go in and he could pin the bone and then cast it, giving me, he said, I'd probably gain about 60% use of the arm. And then another goal was to go in and cut the radial head out and to put in a new elbow, in his words.
New plastic and new steel,
And then I would gain a little bit more use, but, then I would eventually, in the long run, have really bad arthritis. And although it would still function, it would just, something I'd have to deal with. And it just didn't seem like, I just didn't like that idea of having a, not be able to use the arm and then to have a lot of arthritis. And it just didn't sound very reasonable to me. I thought there had to be something else I could do.
Not high on the happy list.
No, not at all.
and all during this time, this is several months now between the time of your injury and when you finally saw me.
I think it was about 4 months.
About 4 months, that's right. And all this time, I'm sure you're looking at every magazine article on elbows and tennis elbows and talking with people, right?
Correct.
And still didn't find any options because, again, and I keep emphasizing this, yours was a severe injury. This is not what we normally see. This is not normally tennis elbow or golfer's elbow or something.
And, right.
And when you came in, I showed you that model that we have and said, here's where your break is, right into the joint itself.
Oh, yeah, it was nasty.
Yeah, it was nasty. And at that point, we talked about what to expect, and we wanted to start a gentle treatment program, and of course your friend had sent you in and said you got to try this instead of surgery to start with, right?
I think it was mainly because of the pain. The pain just became so intense, and the doctors were just giving me drugs. And when I spoke to Frank, he was a gentleman that actually had me to come see you. He told me about an injury that he'd gotten in his back, and that he was in such severe pain that he couldn't even walk. So he went to see you, and within a 2 week period, he was back to work full time, and that was encouraging to me. And so after speaking with him, the pain was what I was really concerned with, and no one else could seem to grab hold of it. And when he told me his story, I thought, well, I've got to go see this guy, and that's when I came to see you. It wasn't maybe more than a week when I called and set an appointment, and then we had our little talk.
Our little talk, yes. And you were hurting when I pressed on that elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you came in, you were pretty expectant that, hey, this better work and I better get out of pain.
I was hoping. I was really hoping, and I felt pretty... the conversation that we had really made me at ease. It seemed like even if this didn't work, that I was going to gain more use of the arm.
Uh-huh.
And that even that alone was something that I was looking forward to.
Oh yeah, because your job was certainly on the line at that point.
Absolutely.
If you can't do it, you got to find something else to do. And I know how much you enjoy, the body work. You got a talent for it. And
I really enjoy making someone else's disaster turn into something that they can be happy with. I mean, I take someone's $100,000 car that's been crushed, and I bring it back to 100%, and make them very comfortable with it. I explain to them what I did and show them the process. And when they get in and they don't feel like they need to take it to the dealership and trade it in, it's hurt, it's broke. And I think that's the way I felt when I came to see you. I was broken. You healed me. I came out of that at 100%. I mean, my arm, I can do push-ups, pull-ups. I mean, I work with it on a daily basis. And over the course of about 6 or 8 months that you helped me, the pain just continued to go away. It got better. It got to the point where, now I have a little tick in my right pinky that I'm like, maybe I should go see Dr. Trowbridge.
I'm a pinky doctor, too. Greg, we're going to come right back and talk with you more about
Great.
That elbow and other concerns you might have. But right now, it's about 30 minutes past the hour. Here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So here's our joke for today. The patient says, how much to have this tooth pulled? The dentist replies, $100. The patient says, $100 for just a few minutes' work? The dentist points out, well, I can extract it very slowly if you like. Very slowly. On this day, in years past, almost nothing happened. That was a bit of a surprise. But around the corner on Tuesday, February 24th, is Mardi Gras. And, of course, coming up this week on February 25th is Ash Wednesday, celebrating the first day of Lent. You have to remember that Ash Wednesday is a holiday all over. Mardi Gras is a southern holiday, so enjoy your southern heritage. I'd like to remind you how much this show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? What diseases, tests, and treatments? What nutritional supplements would you like more details on? Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia and diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions or disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, such as we're talking about with tennis and golfer's elbow and other arthritis problems in the joints, prostatitis and chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections. And the list goes on and on because health deals with basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms. You could feel better than you ever expected. What books do you want reviewed and what authors interviewed? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. So what questions do you want answered? In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. For example, arthritis pains can change how you do your work, your household tasks, sports, and play, leading to more body pains and problems than you had, then more drugs and more worries. Correcting what is causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and worry you. You've heard the saying that there is no free lunch, but we've pioneered a way to make feeling better much more affordable for you. Make your health care investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. Wouldn't you like to know more? That's what this show is all about. And that's what we are all about at Life Celebrating Health in Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Now, Greg, when we talked about getting you better and getting your elbow better, you had a wonderful example of your work that you take broken, wonderful pieces of machinery and take great joy and satisfaction in restoring them so that their owners are proud and happy with their results.
Right.
That's exactly what I do. You know, you come to me with a really devastating fracture on the elbow, limiting the rest of your life unless something dramatic is done. And what I offer you is the prospect that the healing that God put on the inside can be turned on, and you can get the result that you want.
That was,
and that was the hope that both of us had.
That's exactly what I was I was kind of amazed when you told me you were going to you were going to promote healing and let God do the rest. And that was one thing that really, I think that really brought perspective into it. I was really assured when I left your office that day that things were going to be okay.
Well, that's kind of neat because, you know, that's the only way it works. You know, doctors, I think, are trained in this idea that we have to do something and we have to do everything. And it's frustrating to realize how little we really can do. You know, there's about 22 or 23 major classes of drugs. And if your disease problem falls in class number 24, we don't have anything for it. And that's what's the beauty about healing. God put that system together a long time ago.
Right.
And when you got your treatments, obviously you're uncomfortable. We use needles, right?
Right.
Tiny needles, and we do the injections. Doesn't last long. It's just a few minutes. And then you went out, and over the course of the next few weeks, tell us how your elbow started to change.
I think in the first day you told me, use it. Use it. Don't overdo it, but, you know, get out there and use your arm. Do whatever you do normally.
Right.
And within the first 3 days, the first day it was just stiff and, you know, it wasn't cramping, but it was just stiff. The second day, within the second to third day, you know, the pain was literally gone. The pain that I came in with was gone. And I noticed that I was able to do more. I was able to stretch it a little further. I was able to bend it a little further. I was able to pick up a little more weight. And you encouraged that. You were always encouraging me to use it more, to pick up more, to just do whatever I need to do to make everything okay. And it, the pain being gone gave me that drive to want to do more with it, to get back on my bike. And it was a while. It really was a long time before I got back on my bike. I was a little afraid of it.
Sure.
But the first time that I went for a ride, I took a little path, and it was a little rocky, a little bumpy. Nothing that, you know, the novice would be afraid of. But me being an expert bike rider, growing up racing a BMX bike, and it really scared me. I was afraid of it. But after the second or third time on the bike, I was almost, you know, right back to doing my old dumb, stupid tricks again.
Here's your stupid sign.
And trying things and falling off my bike and getting right back on it and going again.
Wonderful.
It gave me a lot of encouragement to be able to do that and not be afraid of it and not have the pain that I'd had before.
Sure. And you know, when we look at your recovery, as I have said before, this was a severe fracture in a critical spot. But from your first treatment, which was in early May of 2002, to the sixth treatment, which was literally 1 year later, you were talking about being 96% better.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, people say, well, you know, how often do I have to come and what do I have to do? And such, it depends on your own healing. And you were a young guy, an athletic guy, a fellow interested in getting better, and you healed very fast.
I felt like at probably the third or fourth month that, you know, I was strong enough that I could do things that I normally had never done before. I mean, after the accident, you know, the pull-ups, the one-arm pull-ups and the one-arm push-ups and things that would, you know, really tense and strengthen the arm at the same time scare me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But within 6 months, 8 months, It was by 8 months I felt like I was at full strength, and you encouraged me to come in for one more treatment. You said, I think we need to do one more, and that's it. And I was almost not going to come because I felt like it was enough. And that one last treatment took all the pain away, all the little clicks and the little grinding and things that I thought would never go away completely stopped, and it just feels wonderful.
That's nice. Remember, this ain't my first rodeo.
This ain't my first rodeo.
So, you know, I kind of have an idea what it takes once I see your healing pattern. Yours was wonderfully spectacular. I mean, you really did do much, much better. And, of course, my advice is if you're going to fall off your bicycle, do it with your wings on so that you can you can soften the landing. But you just did wonderful with your healing. And what we're after is that strengthening beyond where you first heard it.
Right.
You know, we knew you could fall off your bike and hurt it. What we wanted to do is strengthen you so it'd be harder to hurt it the next time.
And I think we've done that. I think we've accomplished that goal very well.
And it's almost a year since treatment number six, when you were talking about 96% better, and it's still better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Greg, thanks so much for sharing your story this morning with our listeners, because literally you are how this word gets out. And we really do appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
You bet. It's now about 40 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Very, very important for us to have that understanding. For our final segment today, we're joined by a wonderful fellow named Todd Hansen of Humble, Texas. That's where we are. A truly serious athlete and pilot and all-around good guy whose kind of tennis elbow started really getting in his way, despite a cortisone shot by another doctor. Todd, welcome to our show this morning.
Good evening, Dr. Trowbridge.
Oh, good day, sir. We're glad to have you join us, and you know, I didn't mention it in your introduction, but I will tell the people, you actually have written a little booklet on reconstructive therapy because you've been so happy with the kind of results you've been able to get.
Well, absolutely. I felt like I discovered it by accident. I was actually 1 week away heading to schedule back surgery.
Yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
On my lower back, yeah. It was scary, especially when you look at the statistics.
Yeah, well, I've been there and had my back surgery and two of my neck operations, and that's why reconstructive therapy was so useful for me, and that's why, of course, I offer it to folks like you.
Yeah. Well, it was truly a miracle for me. I mean, I can tell you some of the things that I went through. I was wearing a motorcycle back brace every day. I was hanging upside down in one of those inversion tables.
Sure.
Three to four times a day. I bought every mattress, ergonomic chair, seat for my car. I bought everything on the planet to try and, you know, eliminate the back pain, and it just kept getting worse.
You and I could have quite a garage sale with all of our implements, couldn't we?
As a matter of fact, I just moved in a new home, and 2 months ago I sold my inversion table because I no longer needed it.
That's just great.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that's frustrating when we, you know, think of things like this is sometimes we go, well, the simplest and direct way to get something better is, you know, inject it or operate on it. And, you know, when we talk about injection, we're talking about cortisone, steroids. And you indeed tried the steroids on your tennis elbow, thinking that just one shot might do it.
That's exactly what happened. When I was in there to get the RT therapy on my back, my elbow was really starting to hurt, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I asked that doctor what he could do, and he said, well, let me put a cortisone shot in there. And I said, well, okay. And I started reading about cortisone and what it did and so forth, and everything I read was a little bit scary because after 6 to 8 months, they said the pain not only returned, but it returned to be worse.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened to me. You know, even though my back problem, I can tell you, was 100% solved. I feel like the bionic man now. I have zero back pain. I mean, literally, I was scared to take two steps at a time when I was going down the stairs, and now I jump off the top of my four-wheel drive truck when I'm washing it, and it's pain-free.
I need to interrupt also. And how many airplanes have you built?
37 ultralights.
37 ultralights. So this is a guy who takes on big projects and then sits in these little seats in the middle of nowhere with an engine buzzing and goes flying, and you're talking about being afraid of taking two steps.
It was debilitating. You know, the worst thing of all was, you know, not being able to coach my kids' soccer or baseball team. I mean, I was assistant coach for a T-ball team, and literally there'd be days where I'd be on ice on my back for 8-9 days, and I couldn't even go to practice, and that's what killed me the most.
Wow. You know my story that I used to wear two back braces to work at the office?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd put one back brace on and drive into work, and then we'd put the ice pack on and put the second back brace on to cinch it down. And then change the ice pack at lunch.
Absolutely. It's like wearing a corset or a strong girdle of some sort to support your core.
Exactly, when you weren't supporting it.
When I used to eat at restaurants, I can remember leaning on my elbows, just leaning forward on the table, just holding the weight off of my spine. And after eating, getting up and literally, you know, walking out of the restaurant hunched over and having to go home and again lay on ice.
Wow.
It was horrible.
It was horrible. Todd, we'll be right back with you. We want to talk more about your back and your elbow. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly, feel better, and have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. Now, you may think the Magnetico Sleep Pad, well, that's too good to be true. And Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied. So Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, I said 6-month satisfaction guarantee. You can start feeling good again. For more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Well, today's celebrity birthdays, there's author and columnist Irma Bombeck, 1927. And on February 19th, 1945, United States Marines landed on Iwo Jima. And then, four days later, on February 23rd, they were raising the flag of victory, the famous picture and statue on Mount Suribachi, Semper Fi. February 20th, that was yesterday, actress Gloria Vanderbilt, her birthday, 1924, and Cindy Crawford, great model, 1966. Actor Sidney Poitier, his birthday, same day, 1927. Tomorrow, February 22nd, that's the birthday for George Washington, the first president of the Republic, born in 1732. So, Todd, we were talking about how the injuries that you've had through your lifetime have really taken you down several notches, and you're a real major athlete. You're a serious guy about these activities you do.
Yeah, I would say I'm very serious. If I get my heart into something, I follow it all the way through.
That's right.
I used to jump, do cornice jumping and do, you know, triple Daphnes off of snow cliffs. And
Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Where's your stupid sign? You know? I mean, that's big stuff.
Oh, I can remember jumping off some cornice cliffs and literally smashing my forehead onto my knees.
Okay,
you can imagine what that does to your spine.
I am, and I don't want to hear about it.
And then there's I began jet ski racing and went up through the ranks to the professional level and you know, I got hit racing jet skis. One time I got hit so hard on the side, I flew about 35 feet in the air before I hit the water.
You got hit by another jet ski.
Oh yeah, full speed at about 60.
Ooh.
Just like a T-bone, they call it.
And, yes.
You know, again, into the hospital with a bad back problem. And, you know, the tolls from those crashes and the skiing and the jet skiing and the experimental aircraft crashes where they promised the wing would work.
Yes.
Didn't work the way they promised. And all the falls, you know, this and that. Boy, it just took a toll.
Now, you don't suppose that any of that could have strained your elbow in the process?
Well, it may have. You know, to be honest with you, I can't really put my finger on what actually caused my elbow to hurt.
I know. You told me that. But then when you told me all your athletic stuff.
It was probably related.
Yes, I think so.
But I can tell you that, you know, when one thing goes wrong, whether it's your knee, your ankle, your elbow, or whatever, I mean, there's not much that can be done without something perhaps causing it to be worse.
Exactly.
My elbow got so bad, and this is without exaggeration, that it was so painful, and I just refused to take painkillers of any kind. But I literally had to go to sleep every night with a heating pad wrapped around my elbow. And, of course, I'd wake up at 3, 4 in the morning with it, you know, hurting really bad. So it was really disrupting my life. And
throbbing and aching and things like that.
I could not I could not take a frying pan and dump an egg out of the frying pan for breakfast in the morning. I couldn't lift up the pan with one hand.
Because you couldn't hold it.
I couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
You know, they call it golfer's elbow or tennis elbow, whatever it was. But all I know is that pain came back after that cortisone shot way worse than what it was. And that's when I got educated and realized that, you know, I probably caused more harm.
And incidentally, I just want to share with the people who try cortisone, that's a desperation thing. I mean, people do that because they're really worried. They're really scared. And when it works, it's fantastic.
Well, you know, I don't know exactly what it does, but I can tell you that a few days after getting the shot, my arm was pain-free. It was like, wow, gosh, that was great. But subsequently, talking to several doctors and a couple friends of mine are podiatrists, they only will give 2 or 3 cortisone shots.
Right.
Because it makes it worse and worse and worse and tears down the tissue.
Right, and it starts to melt your tissues, right.
There you go. You know better than I. One thing I do know, it doesn't improve it or repair it.
No.
So I was kind of at my wit's end, and I thought, you know, hey, I better go see Dr. Trowbridge and have a look at my elbow.
Right. And your elbow was very straightforward. I mean, that was the nicest part about it is when you came in, although you were hurting a lot, and sometimes people think when I say, well, you know, this is pretty easy or this is pretty straightforward, that I'm not really understanding or not giving enough attention to it.
Right.
But when it's a simple problem on the inside, don't make it worse than it is. Just tell the patient, this is pretty straightforward. And then when it fixes that way, and you got better very quickly, when it fixes that way, it's very exciting.
Well, it was exciting. You know, I mean, I tried everything that I could possibly think of. I went to doctors. I got x-rays. I went to, what's the doctor called that checks your bones?
Orthopedist.
Yeah. Orthopedist.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the one in Kingwood there. I went to another one in out in Atascocita. I did everything that I thought I could, and one of them recommended another cortisone shot, which I refused to do.
Uh-huh.
I iced it. I heated it. I laid off of it. I even wore a sling for several weeks, just trying to let it heal. I started to learn how to use my mouse in the other arm on my computer because it hurt to use my mouse. I'm not kidding.
You know, it's very frustrating when you look at that, but these are the little things that matter.
Oh, my gosh. I actually had to start the car with the opposite hand because it's so painful to turn the key. But I can tell you that now, after seeing you and moving into this new home, that I had to put garage cabinets in my garage. And last weekend, there was a guy that was going to help me hold the cabinets up against the wall while I drilled them in with the drill.
Sure.
He didn't show up.
Oh, no.
So I was holding the cabinets up, and they're about 65-pound cabinets, holding them up with my bad arm and drilling them with the other hand. And I was all done. I realized, my gosh, I mean, just a couple of months ago, I could barely pick up a frying pan. And, you know, now I'm installing cabinets in the garage.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, huh?
It's an amazing difference. Well, I'm absolutely, it's turned it around.
And that's the power of natural healing, because you really do fix yourself even stronger than you were.
Yes, that's probably
that's,
true. What
that's
you told
the exciting
me.
Thing, yeah. When you've talked with people, because I know with your back and, you know, with your athletics, I mean, you meet a lot of people who've been seriously injured with their athletics. You've told people about what RT has done for you. What do they say?
Well, most of them haven't heard about it. I'm absolutely amazed at the volume of people, doctors. I've talked to hospital administrators. I've talked to some really educated people, and they've never heard about it. And I don't understand that, why it's not more popular. And I've made it a quest. When,
yes,
you know,
you have.
When I go to the gym, for example, I'll see someone in the pool, a pool is a low impact place to exercise. And I'll see a gentleman in there stretching to the left and stretching to the right, and I'll go up to him and say, "You have a back problem, don't you?" "Yeah." "You need to go check out RT therapy. I promise you, it could probably change your life." Anybody that I see in pain. I even had a friend with a torn in his shoulder, like a rotator cuff or something. Constant pain for 7 or 8 years from a high-speed motorcycle accident. He was contemplating going in and getting shoulder surgery, and I said, "Boy, before you try that, you ought to try RT therapy." And he's like, "Well, okay. Anyway, as you know, he went in 2 times, and the second time he went in, it hurt. He complained that it really hurt for about a day. He didn't sleep that well that night.
Uh-huh.
it's been 5 months. And I said, you know, hey, did you schedule your surgery? He goes, know what? I noticed in the past 3 or 4 months I have no pain in my shoulder. 2 sessions for him, and he no longer has that pain.
Pretty dramatic, huh?
That he had every day for 7 years.
Pretty dramatic.
I've seen it happen a lot.
And, you know, when you talk about you make it a personal quest, those of us who have suffered so long really do want to help people get out of their pain and on with their lives. It's genuine.
Well, I feel like if you discover, let's say you're going around the mountain and you discover a shortcut that there's a tunnel straight through the mountain and you can save days of time, it's your obligation to tell other drivers that are going heading towards that mountain,
That's
I believe.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
And I believe that there are so many people that are unfortunately, you know, recommended and encouraged to try surgery because they've tried everything.
Right.
They've tried painkillers, they've tried therapy, they've tried exercise, and those things are all good. They have their place. I'm not knocking them.
And so does surgery.
And so does surgery. But if they try something that's non-invasive, non-painful, and is all natural and causes the results, I mean, creates a healing cascade in your body, I mean, stimulates your own body's healing process to where it makes that area that was then weak strong again, why wouldn't you try it?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you go for the results?
There's no reason not to. I have a friend, as I mentioned, that's a podiatrist. He calls himself a foot surgeon. He's one of the top surgeons in Texas. Matter of fact, he did get the some award last year for the Surgeon of the Year in Texas. Anyway, his elbows were getting painful. I mean, he was complaining after the surgeries he did, multiple surgeries a day, that he could hardly move his arms afterwards. He went and got RT therapy on both elbows, 1 session, and he says now they don't hurt at all.
That's just awesome. And, of course, the pain relief is because we're restoring the structure and the motion. Todd, you have been wonderful sharing with us. You know, we do have to have you back. You know that you and I have more things to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're a pilot.
Absolutely. And we'll be glad to do it. Thanks so much for sharing this morning with our audience.
Not a problem.
And you have a great day.
Thank you, and good evening.
Thanks. You know, the take-home message is simply this, that so many joint problems, whether from illness or injury, whether they're called arthritis or some other fancy name, are so poorly treated by daily drugs that just put a patch or a Band-Aid on the suffering. And many, even most times, surgery is not needed. Instead, reconstructive therapy can help 80 to 90% of the people without surgery and without daily drugs, often, as we've heard, quickly and easily. Our message is hope that help is really available. Now, you know, next time we're going to share with you some other special ideas on how you can get going now on feeling better for the rest of your life, more valuable information. So join us so that you can talk about those New Year's resolutions becoming real for you. Today's show is dedicated to those who observe Lent not as a time of begrudging sacrifice, but rather as one of joyful remembrance for our many blessings and for the sacrifice of Christ that has brought to us the most prized blessing of all, eternal life. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Our production assistants, Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you to regain and maintain better health. Audiotape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered? Please share your ideas by email. That's info@healthchoicesnow.com, by fax 281-540-4329, or by mail. Just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.